Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This does not sound very metal-y to me, but we press on. Yeah,
I figure if he's not here, he doesn't get Metal Monday. We're going to groove.
All right. All right.
The Brothers Johnson.
All right. All right, NBA playoffs are set. After I thought the weekend worked out pretty well for the NBA schedule. No games on Saturday. Everybody played on Friday. They had that off day on Saturday, and then boom, you have that furious finish where you had two staggered start times to the end of the regular season. Games out east started about 10 a.m. Out west, everybody jumped around noon 30. And you're not going to overtake Masters weekend, but I thought that there was a ton of buzz and intrigue based on how things were going to shake out, whether it was the Eastern Conference, where only two games heading into Friday, right? You had two games separating 3 and 5, right? Yeah. And you come out of it, and the Milwaukee Bucks, which were sitting in the two seed in the East almost all season long, their struggles continued, man. And there are real questions, real concerns as it pertains to the validity of Milwaukee as a championship caliber team. Damian Lillard going 2 for 14 yesterday, struggling from the field. Giannis not playing due to that calf strain. Like, the questions are very real surrounding this Milwaukee team, and to see them drop from 2 to 3 in the New York Knicks, who've been battered and beleaguered with the injury bug, they end up going and snatching that 2 seed. And Jalen Brunson has been on a warpath since he went to New York. But this year, his stardom is taking off to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and talk about how great Jalen Brunson is like Colin did. But acknowledging how good Jalen Brunson is and has been in the wake of all of these injuries and trying to adjust on the fly with who's in the lineup, who's out of the lineup, I really am very impressed with Jalen Brunson and that New York Knicks team. They've taken on the identity of Tom Thibodeau, their head coach. Because of the injuries, it's kind of a weird thing that they're not going to be totally run into the ground like all Tibbs teams do,
right?
Come postseason time. But it does makes it for some very interesting matchups that maybe the Milwaukee Bucks actually dodged a bullet by being the 3 seed. Now they do have to get Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, who found their stride at the end of the season, playing a lot better basketball, but they are the sixth seed there, and they avoid either Miami or Philly in that first round. So you can get Giannis back, you can work through a few things, but there's some very real questions and concerns as it pertains to Damian Lillard, how much he's got, whether it's how much he's got in the tank, mm-hmm. or his overall just state of being in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's taken less than a season. It's taken less than a full season to have questions raised about Lillard and his comfortability and his fit in Milwaukee.
Well, in First Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, which we always take Stephen A. with a grain of salt, right? Mm. But he said something that you keep hearing again and again and again, and you take these little kernels, and there is something there.
Did you see what I said on NBA Countdown yesterday? I said that if Milwaukee loses, I said I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there.
It's he not, just got there.
Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, mm-hmm. and we wish him nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
Right. He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know he wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not talking about his game because I believe in Dame.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm talking about what he has to go through and psychologically how that situation may not be ideal for him.
Like, we heard this when he had his trip back here with Milwaukee for the first time, and Dame spoke to the assembled media, which was the most people that were at a Blazer game all season long, right? And he said, you know, it's been hard for him. And one thing that you can never take for granted from Damian Lillard is he's going to be honest with you. And he has been honest with the fact that, you know, his family, his kids, all still over here. He's kind of in Milwaukee, kind of on his own. And that's what Stephen A. is like alluding to. It's all the things that we've heard.
Yeah.
And look, be quite honest, for anybody, whether you are a superstar in the NBA or you're a normal person, the person that you've been dating and married to and have children with, when that ends, that is something real, especially when you don't have anybody really around you like your family, right?
Right.
There's something going on in Milwaukee, and it's not right. And it goes far greater than just Damian Lillard in his performances.
Basically, he thought he was leaving to go hook up with Becky with the good hair and then realized that it wasn't actually Becky's hair.
Well, yes. I mean, there is a little bit of that. The grass isn't always greener.
Yeah.
I think if Giannis is healthy, I think we look at this completely different as mm-hmm. they gear up and get ready for the playoffs, because the playoffs are a different animal. They really are. Stars win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Dame may have his struggles. We know when the lights shine the brightest is where you get the best out of Damian Lillard. We know that. And him being away from his kids or his family, that won't matter when the lights are the brightest and everything is the focal point on basketball in the playoffs. Giannis's injury is a completely different animal. And that's why I say, like, they may have dodged a bullet by not getting Philly in that first round and mm-hmm. dropping to 3 and playing Indiana. Is that going to be an easier matchup? I mean, you don't have to go against Joel Embiid, who is, you know, he missed half the season almost.
Yeah.
And now he comes back. That team is playing lights out.
Yeah, they've won eight straight.
Eight straight, and they right when he came back, boom, they flipped the switch, mm-hmm. and they're raring ready to go. Miami does not have the firepower or the danger that we expected them to have, you know, this year or what they were last year. But nobody wants to play a team with that much playoff experience in, mm-hmm. in the opening round of the playoffs. So you avoid both those teams. You get Indiana. And then waiting for you in that next round is either going to be New York or one of those teams. You can work through a little bit of that stuff and maybe blowing out some of the rust for Giannis. On the flip side of things, the Western Conference, and look, the play-in games, we get two tomorrow in the West, mm-hmm. and the two tomorrow are the Pelicans and Lakers, and then you get on after that, the Kings and the Warriors will play.
Yes.
Wednesday, you get the 76ers in Miami, and Miami, not in Miami, in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And then the Bulls and the Hawks in Chicago. Again, the winner of the early game in that 7-8 matchup, boom, they're the 7 seed. They're playing the 2 seed. So winner of tomorrow's game between the Pelicans and the Lakers gets the Nuggets, while the loser will have to play the winner of the Kings and the Warriors. And the winner of that one gets the right to go and get your teeth kicked in by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes.
And the Bulls and Hawks will play the loser of Miami and Philly with the opportunity to go and get beat by Boston. Well, I don't want to say that because Miami went and beat Boston last year.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.